You're listening to SBS News.
You are the devil, and he sometimes is dressed in a white coat. Those were the words of police prosecutor Stefan Kellenberger to the man now named among the most notorious pedophiles in French history, surgeon Joël Lescouanec. Lescouanec raped and assaulted hundreds of mostly children in his care, including patients who were unconscious, victims he has said he did not think of as people. Judge Audie Baresi's voice broke as she sentenced the 74-year-old to 20 years behind bars for his crimes, saying he preyed on victims at their most vulnerable.
Your acts were a blind spot in the medical world, to the extent that your colleagues, the medical authorities, were incapable of stopping your actions.
This trial was run in Brittany, with a small town playing host to a litany of horror stories over a gruelling 3 months. Sordid details were laid bare, including a collection of sex dolls, wigs, and child exploitation material found in the 74-year-old's possession. Louis-Marie, one of his victim survivors, says he is relieved the ordeal is over.
That was a great relief to testify. This trial was quite an evolution, with the first 2 weeks being terrible, getting to grips with this man's perversion, which was astounding. Then there was the testimony stage. That was also an ordeal, but in hindsight, it felt very good. It was like shedding some of the burden and taking a few stones off my back. I think many of us felt that way.
France's most prolific paedophile to face court did not ask for leniency, but a spokesperson for Lescouanec's Victims Collective, Manon Lemoyne, says the system granted it anyway.
Quelle déception!
Preventive detention is only for exceptional reasons. But isn't this case exceptional enough? 299 victims. The law against sexual violence in France was not designed with reason in mind. We will fight. We were waiting for this trial to speak our words, to cite the unspeakable, to look at the truth, often perversion in the eye, to try to understand. The court listened to us. It gave us back a face, a voice. The light was born between us.
La lumière, elle.
The surgeon has served 7 years of this sentence already and will potentially be eligible for parole in 2030. An anonymous victim survivor says she's disappointed that will be the potential outcome.
L'avocat général avait demandé quelque chose qui...
It bothers me that one day he'll be able to walk down the street, see people again and have a normal life. We don't have a normal life anymore. We haven't had a normal life for all this time, and they're giving him back this right, and that upsets me. I'm really very angry.
Nous, on n'a plus une vie normale, on n'a pas...
Amelia Levesque was operated on by the surgeon in 1991. She says she's lost faith in the justice system.
So today we sentenced a man who raped 300 people and who is serving the same sentence as if he had raped just one person. So there are really things that need to change, and this serial aspect really needs to be taken into account and at least 10 years added, or even more. So ultimately, for me today, I feel like it was for nothing. That's quite disappointing.
This is not Lescouanec's first conviction. In 2020, he was sentenced to 15 years in prison for the rape of his 6-year-old neighbour, his 2 nieces and a 4-year-old patient. It was the attack against the 6-year-old that led police to discover evidence of abuse of hundreds more children. Diaries appeared to reveal accounts of more than 20 years of sexual assaults on patients in various French hospitals, leading to Lescouanec being arrested in 2017. Lawyer Francesca Sata represents some of the paedophile surgeon's victims.
I don't believe at all that Joël Lescouanec today is someone who has recovered from his problem as a pedo criminal. I regret that we do not actually have a targeted way of dealing with pedo criminals so that there is real management of this problem in both a prison environment, but at the same time in a healthcare environment, which I think are lacking today in France.
The surgeon has admitted his guilt, and his defence counsel, Maxime Tessier, says he will not appeal this conviction.
Mr. Lescouanec never intended to appeal. He never intended to appeal, firstly because he never pursued a utilitarian approach. At no time did he confess to improve his criminal fate. He said so during these these 3 months of hearings.
This may not be the last opportunity for victim survivors to take Lescuanec to trial. Prosecutors say there may be another trial on behalf of those whose victimisation was not included in this case. There are also ongoing investigations into whether agencies, including public hospitals, could have prevented this abuse. Catherine, a mother of one of the victim survivors, says this is a crucial first step.
I see this as a mother. All I hope is that this man can't do it again. I have grandchildren. It's important to me that this stops and that at the national level, at the institutional level, at all levels, there is a real awareness that our children are in danger. I really want to see this change.
For anyone impacted by the issues presented in this story, resources are available. In Australia, you can call Bravehearts, a sexual assault support service, on 1800 272 831 or Crisis Intervention and Support Service Lifeline on 13 11 14. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.